In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and throughout all and in us all. It is here that we reflect on our oneness in God, our oneness in the Spirit, our oneness as brothers and sisters, united in the bond of baptism. And it is in this way that we are drawn together in faith. But how is it, brothers and sisters, that there are so many divisions that exist amongst Christians? How can there be that there are so many divisions in our own family of faith? It is a great wonder that we who are united in this one baptism, united with the indelible mark that has been sealed in our hearts, how can we fight? How can we be divided? How can we find ourselves in this time going against the commandments, as our Lord has invited us to reflect upon in the Gospel from Matthew? That as he encounters the Pharisees, he meets their questions with a question. They say, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus, being a very good Jew, being very steeped in the Scriptures, but more than that, he is fully human and divine, he answers perfectly, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, and with your whole soul, and with your whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment." And then he says, "And then you shall love your neighbor as yourself." It is easy to look around and say, that person is not loving as they should. They are not as loving as they can be and ought to be. But meanwhile, in our own hearts, have we mastered the way of loving selflessly? Have we mastered the way of handing ourselves over to the Lord in such a manner that he would have his way, that he would be able to do whatever he wants in our lives? Or lest we fall into mediocre, at best, Christianity, do we find ourselves not even seeking him, but putting ourselves first in some sort of false piety, where we want others to think well of us, or we put a particular cause of the faith in front of he who is calling us to himself? Yesterday I had a funeral in Owatonna, and in the midst of this funeral for a woman, Betty, you know, a woman of faith, a woman typical of our culture nowadays, who she had sat in a nursing home with few visitors and few to even come to her side. But the family of faith has rallied around that and has been visiting her and supporting her in this time. And so as I prayed with her on Tuesday, offering the last sacrament, you know, a beautiful time of prayer, but sensing a very powerful presence of the Lord. So what came to mind in heart were conversations I had had with her, but then one of her daughters. And that was how sad that of the three children, none of them talked to each other. And that was a great sorrow on this woman's heart. And it was something that she carried with her in her prayer and sacrifice. The daughter would come and visit the mother here and there, but the sons wouldn't have anything to do with her for that reason. And so how sad that there is division in that way. But on Tuesdays we prayed together, a very beautiful sense of God's forgiveness, his healing, the desire that flows from the heart of the Lord for each one of us who he has pity on, for a particular peace. And we sang a beautiful, beautiful song. We sang the Stabat Mater on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And at the end of that, her eyes opened wide. She didn't say much that day, but she looked at me, a communicative look, one that said, "It's going to be okay." And so as our eyes connected, I knew in my heart she didn't have much time left. And so to offer the last rites and the absolution, and then the next morning to receive the phone call that she had done on to God. At the funeral on Saturday, the sister and the brothers were there. And as I interacted with each one, they had a fear of interacting with each other. But the message that came out from the heart was one from the mother's heart. To be of one mind, to be of one heart, to allow the Lord to heal those divisions. Sometimes in our own lives, when there are divisions, when there is brokenness, the temptation of the enemy is to drive us into isolation. It is a very strong temptation to not deal with it. I do not want to deal with this, or I will simply ignore that and just go about my business, pretending that everything is fine. When we have wounds of division like this family has, the importance of naming the division, the importance of praying in that place. My role as a priest was to be very anonymous, but to point out that it is important that we are able to love each other, to love God first and foremost, and to love our neighbor, even our sibling who we do not talk to. This is the place of our unity in the Spirit. The Spirit reveals this bond of peace. And so what I felt in the presence of Betty, it's not about the feeling, but it's describing in a story format of something that happened, that it is this bond of peace that is desired. Why is there division? Why is there a lack of unity? There are some who enjoy coming to Latin Mass. It is a beautiful prayer. A beautiful prayer indeed. How come we cannot have unity in the church? How come we cannot have unity with Society of Pius X? How come we cannot have unity with Mater Ecclesia or Mater Dei? Why is there a lack of unity in the body of Christ? Do we hold ourselves at an arm's length from each other over Vatican II? Do we hold ourselves at an arm's length over pride and falsehoods? Why are there divisions in the body of Christ? Just like in this family, that bond of peace was operative in the lives that are present, but some had closed it off. And there was a mother, however, who her heart was open. Our hearts to be open to this bond of peace and authentic union, we need to be very humble, simple, and faithful. God's grace enters in a natural way through those places in our hearts. And He works in those places where there is openness, but where there is a closed place in our heart. The Lord cannot, and He does not work in that way typically. He desires for us for our free response. The Spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. For true unity, for true openness to the love of God and love of our neighbor, where are the places in our hearts where we have closed ourselves off to the calling of the one Lord, the one faith, and the one baptism, the one God and Father of all who is above all? Identify that place in the heart and allow the Lord to enter deep within. Let there be healing in this body right here. It is a collective community, but also in our bodies as individuals. God, we need you, and help us to receive what you offer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.